with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is once again claiming voter fraud in a U.S. election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is claiming that Tuesday's redistricting win by Democrats in Virginia was rigged. Without providing evidence, he says there was a massive mail-in ballot drop. The president's claim of fraud is the latest in a long line of complaints about election results he disagrees with. He repeatedly says his 2020 election loss was rigged, and at the beginning of his political career, accused 2016 Iowa caucus winner Ted Cruz of cheating. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires continue to plague the southeastern United States. Seth Hawkins, a spokesman for the Georgia Forestry Commission, says the weather is not on their side when it comes to fighting their wildfire.
The big problem we're facing right now is these winds. You get what we call spotting, so the embers can travel. In these conditions, an ember from a wildfire can travel like a mile or more and start another little spot fire right across our break and find a new jackpot of fuel, right? So we're definitely out there putting in fire breaks. We're definitely out there probably doing some burnout operations.
Northeastern Florida is also experiencing wildfires not far from Jacksonville. Firefighters there are battling 131 wildfires that have burned 34 square miles. The National Weather Service warns that low humidity and winds will keep the fire danger elevated. The Pentagon has abruptly announced that Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. Phelan is the first head of a military service to depart during President Trump's second term, but is just the latest top defense leader to step down or be ousted. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 340 points. This is SRN News. Pittsburgh hosts its first March for Life. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It took place last Saturday near the University of Pittsburgh's main campus and drew nearly 1,000 pro-life advocates. Lydia Davis of Students for Life of America tells LifeSite News that the location of the event was no accident. She says, quote, "This is where the message needs to be heard. We're hoping to reach especially Gen Z on this campus with the message that women don't need abortion, that 28% of Gen Z were aborted." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. This is SRN News. There's a legislative battle going on in the state of Massachusetts to keep sewage out of waterways. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
The Alewife Brook in Massachusetts runs through parts of Cambridge, Arlington, and Somerville and is popular with runners and wildlife watchers. But it receives millions of gallons of untreated sewage each year from wastewater. The same pipes for storm runoff are used for wastewater. Environmental advocates want separate pipes, saying untreated wastewater flowing into bodies of water is being exacerbated by climate change. The Massachusetts Water Resources Authority approved a more conservative approach that would reduce discharges during heavy storms. A final plan is expected January 2027. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.